Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Self-expression versus belonging. Do you think there's a shift currently underway? Like, is there space for hope for us that, you know, more and more people are being accepted for who their innate truths are? Or are the patterns just rife and they're everywhere and it's on us to do the work to find our truth and then recalibrate and then find our community? And that's just the work. Maybe it just is. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, that's such a good question, because I think you look at, let's say, what people would recognize American culture, or maybe even UK culture a bit too, versus Canada, more collectivist mind, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. Again, I'm generalizing, different people's experience might be different, but I'd say that overtly American culture represents overt independence, which actually independence is healthy. And then there's overt collectivism, which is like, know me at the cost of the nothing. I can never take up space at the cost of the community. Both of those actually are really important, because if you look at what determines healthy relating, the question we're always, I'd say, struggling with is, can I hold on to me and be in a relationship? Most people erase themselves in service of connection of a relationship. So you hear the language from, like, I'm going to date myself, but average age of the audience is 45. I'm 45. So let's do this. Jerry Maguire, right? You complete me. This like famous line, everyone thought it was so romantic, but it gives this idea that it is through your soulmate, your twin flame, this like piece of your soul that you find in another person. That language equates to that you're not complete without this missing piece. And I think why language matters so much is that articulation is still that there's a gap that needs to be filled. And I'm saying, if you step fully into yourself and into a relationship with someone else who is a self, you create a separate entity. Now, some people, as I said, they forego themselves to be in a relationship. Other people forego a relationship for themselves. They're an island. They can't access intimacy, connection. They run from deep, deep, meaningful bonds. That's protective too. So I think collectively what you're saying is representative of the thing. It's the meta version of what I'm saying people do in relationship. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of perspectives on this, but mine is that during the last 3 years, a lot of collectivism was actually used in the language to get people to comply with public health policy. Again, this isn't a what's right, what's wrong, what you choose to put in your body. None of that. That's a whole other podcast. But for me, what I found not okay in that was that the psychological, so governments and public health use things called nudge tactics. Nudge tactics are about changing collective behavior. They're not right or wrong, but they can be used in unethical ways. So what I saw was that we really used belonging as a mechanism to get more compliance. And so you use like have each other's back, we're in this together. again, not judging the language, but the language itself created this overt collectivism. Yeah. And so if you take that to the political front too, you have, and again, I'm generalizing, you have left and right, which I would say this now is this perception that you can either be conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican. And so it gives this illusion that there's only these two ways. And actually, if you look, the choices about what you did from a public health perspective also decide if you're left or right. So you have these ideological frameworks, which let's call them just archetypes. And if I see one thing you do, I just put you in the rest of the things, and then I don't have to listen to you, or I might feel really connected to you. So that tribalism, I think, although there is more acceptance maybe within small communities of diverse views of what you choose to do with your life, that actually seems to have been amplified as even more separated now. Even I feel like we were really, which, you know, the argument from a spiritual perspective is, well, all of that was buried anyways and in the shadow and is just being brought out to be healed. And I think that's true. Like, division is way more amplified than it's ever been. And I would argue that's due to social media as well. Algorithms, the like button, you know, how it just gives you more of what you already want to see, or it enrages you. So it gives you these illusions of ideological bubbles. Anyways, my point being that 0.1% of the people in the world actually live in these ideological extremes. But because we don't generally see long-form, nuanced conversation about, you know, let's be honest, most people have some beliefs that live in between all of these things. That's the fluidity of being a human. And I think as we embody or model dialogue more, like long-form conversations like this, especially with people we disagree with, like, I spend a lot of time in the US, and I noticed this through witnessing like Australian media, but also in Canada. We don't tend to have a tolerance to sit down with someone who just has a different political belief. And, you know, I know people who can't stand because someone voted for Trump, and people who can't stand because someone voted for Biden, or, you know, insert political person in different country. And I'm like, man, we used to sit down and break bread with people and just at least ask them questions. And so, no, I don't think we're better than we were. I do think there's more tolerance for leaving mainstream perspectives, like leaving a marriage, you know, choosing to be an entrepreneur. Those types of things have changed. But I would say ideologically, we seem, I don't know, more divided than we've ever been. What do you think?
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.